moonlight and holding a delicious-looking gin and tonic, made for me by my friend Betsy Schneider, who also took the picture. There is an epigraph, as there is for every chapter, and it reads, "Get your work done. If that doesn't work, shut up and drink your gin." Ray Bradbury. This is a book about how to get shit done, or, more particularly, how I got it done, or didn't. And I guess that's a big part of an artist's life, getting other shit done besides the shit you're supposed to be doing. The art, that is. We should get something straight right off the bat. When I use the word art to refer to the stuff I make, there are quotation marks around it in my mind. Other people most assuredly make art, but I have always hesitated to make that claim for myself. Asked by a stranger what I do, I have said, "I'm a photographer," for more than 50 years. Now I remember to say that I am an artist. For one thing, I don't want to embarrass my highly esteemed gallery. And for another, it saves me from having to decline the well-meaning offers of work photographing weddings or babies. Not that I haven't done those things, and I'm not so proud that I wouldn't do them again if I had to, but explaining the kinds of pictures I take almost always elicits, "Oh, so you're an artist," in a "why didn't you say so" tone of voice. So these days, that's what I say. And why not? Being an artist is not such a big deal. When you get right down to it, art is a job, a profession, not unlike being an insurance adjuster or a sportscaster. And it's not all that hard, either. The writer Nell Zink once asserted that you could take the winos off the sidewalk in front of a drugstore and teach them to be poets in half an hour. And I had a friend who quipped that he could strap his iPhone on his cat and have a series of masterpieces by the end of the day. In a similar vein, Veronica Gang once wrote a mordant New Yorker piece in which several hostages play lifeboat to pass the time. Whom do you throw off? The nun? The pregnant woman? The majorette? Or the artist, Helen Frankenthaler? Quote, "Throw off Frankenthaler," one of them says. "What's art, anyway? Somebody making some little something." So like the drowned woman, I am just somebody making some little something. Many different little somethings. A lot of the time. And how many little somethings I have made over a long, long time perhaps qualifies me to write this book. Sometimes the process of being an artist, not the satisfaction of splashing paint on canvas or the shutter clicking at what you know is just the right moment, but the rest of what goes into the making of art, can be rightfully called shit. Here I flash back on Cy Twombly, my neighbor in Lexington, Virginia, dusting off his hands in relief as the van door was shut on his paintings, destined for some billionaire's collection, quipping, "Glad to get that shit out of here," before heading out to the benches at the nearby Walmart to relax in the sun. This is the good shit. But there's the bad shit, too. The rejections, the failures, the cynical strategies of marketing, the perceived necessity for self-promotion, the compromises, the jealousies, the injustices, the dumbass work you thought was good, and, of course, the fear. And sometimes, contrary to the layman's image of the louche life of bohemian disorder we are supposed to be living, the practice of art making can be lonely and downright cheerless. It's the rare artist who has an army of assistants, lackeys, cooks, ass-kissers, and lovers, whose indispensable services he rewards by refusing to acknowledge their existence as he gaily carries on in the first person singular. Although, yes, those artists do exist, and often with flamboyant public personae. But few of us have such an army, even an army of one exemplified by Mrs. Tolstoy. The rest of us soldier on alone, navigating into unmapped territory with only our dubiously accurate artistic compass as a guide, in which we place an appalling